At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
A warmer friendly hello, welcome to lovely Las Vegas for Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Epes-Pierce, and now part of the VSiN Family and Podcast. Got a great podcast for you. It's in the second segment. We're going to be joined by Riley Davis. He does a great job over at HeatCheckCBB. He's been doing a nice job of taking a look at some mid-majors that he's previewing. So you get a little America East along with Big South flavor. We're going to be taking a look at coaches, not just in their first year, but guys that are relatively new on the job, a couple year two, year three guys that could wind up busting out, having their teams go relatively far and improve this season. So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about some of the strengths of the middle of the ACC as well, and some of the difficulties that GG Jackson might wind up facing at South Carolina this season. So we got a little bit of an all-encompassing podcast today. Really didn't get a lot of news and notes in college basketball on Friday. I'm sure that we're going to have a little bit more to round up on Saturday. And if you do have a question, comment, segment idea, whatever you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways we offer those in. First one is my Twitter timeline at unit_D1. Keep in mind, letters EM, maybe does not matter. So as per usual, please just send these into the timeline. The other way is via an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. Really didn't wind up getting in a lot of Twitter questions today, but we've been seeing some very interesting things in college basketball happening the last few weeks, and we're getting set for the upcoming season. I did 2 conference previews this week. Next week, for sure, the Ohio Valley is going to be coming your way, working on the MAC and the Missouri Valley Conference as well, so we're getting those all pumped out, and when we don't wind up having the conference previews, we're just trying to give you guys good information in general as the transfer portal certainly has slowed down a little bit more. We're still getting a little bit of news and notes, but really didn't have a lot today. So going to be a little bit of a shorter 2-segment show, but it's going to be a great chat with Riley Davis coming up next right here on Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Epes-Pierce, now a part of the VSiN Family Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel.
Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
And we're back in lovely Las Vegas for Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Hoops Spears, and now part of the VSiN Family Podcast. And it is always great to be joined by this guest as Riley Davis is doing an absolutely amazing job over there at Heat Check CBB. Taking a look at the game of basketball. He's a man that you're able to find out there in the great state of North Carolina. I know that he's also doing a little bit of work over there for the Field of 68 as well. And to be able to follow Riley Davis on Twitter, that's at Riley_Davis. And then the number 3 on the back half of that. And Riley, it is always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me on, Greg. Excited to talk a little bit of hoops tonight. So always fun to come and hop on the Coast to Coast podcast.
And it is great to see that the Heat Check Hangout wound up being successful. Your first go around with that as well, because I know guys wound up rebranding that a little bit. So always good to be able to see that. And it is always nice to see all these off-season moves wind up going down and out there in your neck of the woods, a little bit south of you. We did wind up seeing G.G. Jackson wind up deciding that he was going to go from North Carolina for the class of 2023, and he decided that he was going to be diving into the class of 2022. And really, since then, we have seen a couple of other recruits decide that they're going to reclassify from the class of 2023 to the class of 2022. And I think it's interesting to take a look at these guys, as there are quite a few players that they've decided to reclassify. And typically with a lot of these guys, I will say more often than not, it hasn't panned out, but typically it seems to work out a little bit better for forwards. What are your expectations for not just G.G. Jackson, but a lot of these guys that they decided that they were going to reclassify in the last few weeks? Because I always think that it's interesting to take a look at some of these guys.
Yeah, with G.G. in particular, obviously, for those listening who don't know, I'm a huge Carolina fan. North Carolina. I feel like I don't need to specify that, but I will, just being petty. But I do have like some personal stake at this, where I was pretty bummed when G.G. decommitted. It was definitely a blow to what has been largely a great summer for UNC. And I don't know, Hubert put in so much work to recruit him. And yeah, it's just a bummer to see him decommit. I hope that this doesn't sound like it's just coming from a place of saltiness and bitterness, which, you know, maybe it slightly is, but I legitimately think that he's walking into a pretty tough situation there at South Carolina, just considering the roster that's around him and the talent he'll be playing alongside, like playing alongside Hayden Brown. Hayden Brown from the Citadel, who should be a preacher right now. That's what he wants to do. He's 24 years old trying to play in the SEC. I don't know how that's going to work, and playing next to Benjamin Bozeman Verdonk, who is not necessarily the kind of center that I would be wanting to give, you know, 20 plus minutes to in the SEC as well. Like, I have my concerns just for the amount of attention that will be given to him from opposing teams. You know, he'll probably appear as options 1, 2, and 3 on scouting reports. I mean, he's pretty skilled. Like, he's got a bag, as the kids say. Like, he can create a little bit off the bounce and everything. Freak athlete, super bouncy. I have some concerns about how much his efficiency will really be in play when he's sort of surrounded by a lot of mid-major talent at South Carolina.
Yeah, I do agree with you, and I do think that it's going to be interesting to see how season number one winds up going for South Carolina, because we even wound up seeing it while he was at Chattanooga. It took LeBron Paris a few years for him to be able to get that program back online. They wind up busting out last season to make the NCAA tournament, but no question, there were a few tougher years that were involved before he was able to get them to that mark, and it is just interesting to take a look at the landscape of college basketball right now as Riley Davis is joining me on the podcast, because we wound up seeing a whole bunch of new coaching hires. We wound up seeing them in the SEC specifically, six of them, but that even trickles down to the mid-major level. You wound up seeing a few out there in the SoCon. And when it comes to a lot of these coaching moves that we wound up seeing, whether it be mid-major, high major, what have you, is there a few coaching moves that you felt like really wound up going under the radar, and these guys said, and someone that wound up getting hired on this offseason might be able to come through and have a lot of success right off the bat?
The first one name I'll mention is like far from under the radar. I feel like he gets love from every college basketball media member, but I'll stay in the SEC and give a shout out to Todd Golden, just because I think like the Florida Gators for me right now are a bona fide top 25 team, like no doubt about it getting into the season. I love that wing core of Kawasi Reeves, Alex Fudge. I thought Alex Fudge was awesome in spurts at LSU, and he didn't really get as much buzz as I expected him to. Like, just perusing mock drafts back in January, February, when LSU was playing like a top 15 team, several mock drafts had Alex Fudge as like a potential second rounder, mainly because of his defensive tools, his length, athleticism. And I think that under Golden's tutelage this year, he could probably get the best out of him. I mean, he's probably going to play the three, but like offers a great rim protection for his position, and so he's someone I'm really high on. And I think just versatility, switchability with him and Reeves, and they also got this kid named Riley Kugel coming in, and I'm always going to cheer for any player named Riley. A super bouncy combo guard who might be a little unrefined right now, but yeah, if you just look at like what Todd Golden did with another super bouncy combo guard and Jamari Bouye, it's like pretty easy to see a path for a bright future for Riley Kugel. That's the first one I'll mention. Just I'm all in on Florida this year. As you know, I wouldn't say like I expect them to win the SEC or anything, just because Tennessee, Arkansas, Kentucky is a really solid top three. But I mean, I think they definitely could edge out Auburn or Alabama to be that fourth team, which is still an incredible accomplishment with how loaded that conference is. Then on the mid-major level, these will be a little more personal. The two of the coaches I interviewed for the Field of 68s off the Carousel series, Lavelle Sanders at Binghamton, Mike Schwartz at ECU, are both guys who I think have incredible vision for their program. I can start with Mike Schwartz just because ECU is a really tough place to win. I mean, it's in Greenville, North Carolina. It's a cooler campus than it sounds, but like it's still kind of in the middle of nowhere. And not to mention, there's just so many schools in the Southeast who you're competing for with recruits. But with Schwartz in particular, he was the architect behind Tennessee's defense the last five seasons. And all you really got to do is look at their KenPom numbers to know what an elite defense that was, with like how aggressive and physical they are, the ways they take teams out of rhythm. Like kind of his charisma when we did our interview had me really thinking like, oh wow, you could actually do something at ECU, which is a pretty tough job to do. Then as far as Lavelle Sanders goes, I mean, he's got that same kind of New York, New Jersey toughness that Shaheen Holloway does. They played together at Seton Hall. And even what he did last year at Binghamton, come on, when's the last time you thought about Binghamton? Well, maybe you do, Greg, because I know you probably gamble on America East games.
Of course.
But me personally, like, let me tell you, I don't pay attention to the America East. Definitely not a school like Binghamton that it's been a couple of years since they have won double-digit games, you know, and he comes in as an interim. I want to say he got them to 12 or 13 wins last year and had them competitive in the America East. Like, I love what he's doing there.
I do agree with you there. I do think that you've got an interesting team in Binghamton. And then I'm so glad that you wound up going to ECU, because the America Conference, I think, is going to be a fascinating one, because you've obviously got your top two, Houston and Memphis. Houston a little bit further out than Memphis, in my opinion. I mean, heck, Houston, I've got them in my top five coming into the college basketball season. There are some people that have them as high as number one, but I take a look at the rest of the American, and you could wind up having a situation where you wind up having just two really, really good teams and then just sort of the best of the rest. And I think that that is going to be worth taking a look at as well, because we oftentimes do wind up seeing when you've got two very dominant schools in there, like a Houston, like a Memphis, and then pretty much everyone else is lagging way behind them. Everyone winds up going for those top two teams. But I do think that a team like a Tulane could be able to take a step up, be able to have themselves a relatively solid season, because I think outside of that top two, the entire conference is wide open.
Yeah, that's a great point, Greg. And even going back to Mike Schwartz at ECU, I don't expect them to be in contention by any means this year, even to really push for a top half finish. But at least like he's the kind of move that I think heightens their floor to where as a whole for the league. But yeah, I think I'm with you on Tulane. I love what Ron Hunter's done there and what he's building there, and that they look like a team that could be ready to take that you know, number three spot. I mean, I would probably rock with Cincinnati for that. I think, like, just I'm a big Wes Miller believer, what he did at UNC Greensboro, and had some moments last year, and bringing back David DeJulius. And there's still a part of me that wants to believe in Landers Nolly, even though he sort of flamed out in Memphis and Virginia Tech appeared to be doing pretty well without him. But, you know, maybe Wes can get something out of him there. I definitely think, like, that spot on the wing will need some shooting, some scoring potential.
I do think that Cincinnati has a chance to be able to build some upward momentum this season as well. So I do think that it's going to be a relatively solid year out there. Wes Miller, he is one of the better coaches that you're going to be able to find in all of college basketball. He's joining me on the podcast. We do have Riley Davis, and I always think that that's interesting to take a look at as well, because we always emphasize these first-year coaches, guys that are coming in. Typically with a lot of programs, it takes a little bit more than one season for things to wind up getting online. For some of these guys, they need a year number two, a year number three to be able to get things all up and running. For Ron Hunter, I believe this is year number four from over there at Tulane. Now I think that he finally has the blend that is going to be working out for him. Is there any other schools in some of these conferences that you think could wind up taking a big leap forward? Like, I take a look at a mid-major conference I wound up doing a few days ago in Fairfield. I think that they're a team that they were at the bottom half of the Metro Atlantic last season. I think that they could wind up taking a big stride forward this season, bringing back a lot of pieces. You could see a team like a Florida Atlantic be able to take some strides forward there. Is there any schools out there that maybe they want to make a coaching change in the last few years, and this could be the year that they wind up busting out and they really are able to turn things around?
Yeah, I kind of got an obscure one staying in the low major realm, and this would be Presbyterian. And I want to say this is either year three or year four under Quentin Farrell. This is his fourth year at Presbyterian. They went 12-20 last year, but they lost a ton of close games, like a lot of 1-2 possession games that, you know, you catch a couple breaks, maybe you're looking at a top half finish there. And I think they bring a lot back, return a lot of pieces for what is an elite defense for the Big South. And they have a sophomore guard, Marquise Barnett, who I think is two-way potential to be a monster, about 6'4", but I want to say he ranked top 20 in Big South play in block percentage, like defensive beast, blossoming shot, started shooting a lot better down the stretch of the year. So that's kind of my obscure pick, just because I've been knee deep doing some Big South previews this offseason for a little something we got in the works with Heat Check. And just speaking to other Big South coaches, it seems like all of them mentioned how great of a coach Quentin Farrell is. He seems to be someone who's thought pretty highly of among the other coaches in that league. So that's my little obscure low major breakout to watch.
I absolutely love it. I've already done my Big South preview myself, and that's going to be a really interesting conference as well, because the one thing that I take a look at in that conference is Bradford is a team that winds up bringing in Brian Antoine, as we know, a top 25 recruit. But I've just noticed this with guys that they wind up being highly touted guys, and then they wind up going down to the low slash mid-major level. Sometimes they wind up starting out there right away in the case of guys like Pat Baldwin Jr., Makir Maker, but all these guys that they were top 100 recruits and either they wind up going to a lower level or they wind up transferring down, it hasn't seemed to have really panned out for them. We're seeing that Amani Bates is going to be going to Eastern Michigan. That's something that I think is intriguing as well. With what you've been able to take a look into the Big South, how do you think this is going to go for Brian Antoine? Because I mean, we're all giving love to Imani Bates and the fact that he's going to Eastern Michigan, taking a look at how that thing is going to go. But I mean, this is another guy in Antoine who is a consensus top 25 recruit going down to Radford, and you just don't see these situations very often.
Yeah, I'm not especially high on Radford this year. I think Darius Nichols is still the right pick long term. I mean, he's from the area, loves the school, and is like committed there. But yeah, even with Antoine, I like, of course, there's still so much untapped potential there. He, I think, still has like this 3-and-D upside that could really shine in the Big South. And he's playing next to someone in Josiah Jefferson, who is a pretty good point guard, one of the better lead guards in the league. But I'm just kind of concerned, like, when I talked to Darius Nichols, it was he didn't even really know what he was getting in Brian Antoine. And granted, this was a month or two ago, so things have changed, and I'm sure he's seen him practice and everything. But yeah, Antoine just feels like more like, I don't want to say he's more of a wild card than Amani Bates, because, you know, everything that comes with Amani Bates with his family and just sort of his history thus far, you know, the SI cover when he was 15 and just all the hype and all that goes into that. But yeah, I think he's just a bit of a wild card as a down transfer, just because we've never really seen him healthy. And even with him having this reputation as like 3-and-D upside, you know, I think part of why he never really saw the court at Villanova was because Jay Wright didn't trust his defense. I think that backcourt has a ton of potential, but I don't know, beyond those two, I think there's still a good bit of question marks with Radford, with some shot selection issues and turnover issues, some shooting issues as a whole.
And Riley, I don't think that you were planning on talking about a pair of Big South schools when you wanted to join this podcast. But with that said, let's take a look at a conference that you know a little bit more as. Joining me on the podcast, we do have Riley Davis. And that speaks to how far you guys are going on these conference previews over there at HXCBB. You guys are doing an amazing job taking a look at everything from the power conferences all the way down to the Big South. But out there in the ACC, I think that it's going to be a really interesting year, because I talked to one of our good friends over there at the Field of 68, Terrence Oglesby, and he was speaking up some of these, shall we say, teams outside the top three, because I think that it feels very clear that Duke and North Carolina, they're going to be in the top once again. You're going to have other teams fighting for those, we're going to call it like 3 through 8 spots in this conference. And I think that this is the best that the ACC has looked in quite a few years, even before the pandemic wound up cutting short the 2019-20 season. I think that we both agree it was a little bit of a top-heavy conference. And I think a good clean bill of health is going to be big for Florida. Virginia, I think, is going to be improved. Virginia Tech is a school that I was high on going into last season. They wound up having a rough start to the season. They wound up closing strong. And I take a look at the ACC, and certainly you're still going to have your slugs like Boston College out there, but I feel like the conference as a whole, much deeper this year than they've been the last few years.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned T.O. and having him on the pod. We actually were comparing our ACC rankings the other day, so I wonder if he discussed that at all when he was with you. I don't know if he did or not, but yeah, I think we both feel pretty similarly that, in my opinion, it's kind of like the top seven of the league should all be tournament teams, with UNC, Duke, Florida State, Virginia, Virginia Tech, Notre Dame, and Miami. I think that's all seven in some order there. But, you know, it's funny you mentioned Boston College. I actually think there's a chance that they could creep up into like that 8 range, which is like, maybe, you know, it might not sound like that big of a deal until you realize that Boston College has been atrocious for the better part of a decade. And an 8th place finish in a 15-team conference, that doesn't sound half bad, probably to Boston College fans out there who are ready to see some like double-digit win seasons. But I like what they did down the stretch, their little mini run in the ACC tournament, and bring back DeMar Langford, bring back Jalen Zachary, who's a good shooter, pretty crafty combo guard they have there. I'm not going to get out here and say Boston College can make the tournament, because I don't see that happening. But I like them as a dark horse, like not as bad as you think they are type of team in the ACC.
Yeah, I think it's still going to be a little bit rough for our good friends over there at Georgia Tech, though. Josh Pastner, year in and year out, he always seems to get a little bit more out of that team than you'd expect, but there's not a lot on that roster right now. But I mean, with that said, when you've got 15 teams in a conference, there's no doubt, typically not going to be 15 teams are going to be NCAA tournament worthy, but a man that is always worthy of the big dance and so much more, that is you, Riley. You do an amazing job over there at HeatCheckCBB. All of you guys over there do an amazing job taking a look at the game of basketball. You mentioned it. You're getting set with some conference previews, diving into everything that we're going to be getting. So love to give people at home know it's on tap for you, and how people can follow along on social media and other platforms.
Yep, you can follow me on Twitter at Riley_Davis3. Like Greg said, do some writing for the Field of 68 daily. Make sure to subscribe to that newsletter. Find my writings on heatcheckcbb.com, and be on the lookout for all of our conference preview work, which, like I said, I can't completely say right now because it's still waiting on an official announcement, but we're excited to tease that a little bit and just know we got something big coming down the pipe. So appreciate you, Greg.
Absolutely. And Riley doing amazing work over there, as well as all those gentlemen. Eli, who set it up a few seasons ago, was a founder of HXCBB, has done an amazing job building an amazing team. And Riley, certainly one of those big cogs. A big thanks to him for joining me right here on Coast to Coast Hoops, now part of the VSIN family of podcasts. And if you do like what you're hearing from this fine podcast, you're able to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts: Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. If you've got a question, comment, segment, idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways to be able to fire those in. First one is my Twitter timeline at gunit_81. Keep in mind, letters CM, they mean does not matter. So as per usual, please do send these into the timeline. And the other way, it is via an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire in whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. I'm coming at you guys every single day on this podcast. During the offseason, we've got the news and notes of college basketball, along with conference previews, and then once we get in-season picks and analysis on every single game, every single day. So I'll chat at you once again tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.